I was reading through this book briefly today, and it was about a ruthless trust, and I was immediately convicted because I wouldn't describe my trust as ruthless, the Lord. Unfortunately, from that, I remember one time that she would probably say it different now, but I remember my brother came over. He had just gotten saved, and he was in Tennessee. He had been saved. He had backslid, and then he got saved again. So, or recommitted, or however you want to say it. You know, everybody says it differently. I mean, it's funny. We all basically believe the same way, even though we don't, right? About all that. It's in wording. Anyway, I remember he came over one day, and it was not long after I had Emma. I guess she was only a couple of months old, and Caleb, you know, they're only 27 months apart. And he came over, and he was like, you know, he was single at the time. And he goes, you know, I don't see you guys risk things. And I'm thinking, I'm going to punch you in the face. We had left Texas and moved to Tennessee just simply to help start a church, but he wouldn't say that now, 3 kids later. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, with kids, you risk your life every day, right? But I remember instantly that aggravated me so bad because I was like, you know what? He doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, today when I was reading that thing, I thought about him saying that, and I forgive him for saying that because he just didn't know. But I thought about that and how, you know, in our daily lives, whether we realize it or not, we get so comfortable. We get comfortable in the things that we do, our routine, and, you know, we talk about that a lot. And you know, New Year's is coming up. We'll all have goals that will stop a couple months in unless we're really cool. And then we'll go 6 months, maybe 8 months if we're really good. And I was just thinking about that and thinking about this book. And he was talking about ruthless trust in the Lord and talked about how when we first got saved, this guy's testimony was that he was an alcoholic, and he realized that he had gone home and he had thrown out all of the alcohol, and he had gotten rid of everything right after he got saved, like the night that he decided to follow Jesus. He just threw it all away. And he said a couple hours later, he was walking down the street, and he was like, thought hit him, oh my gosh, there's no booze at home. What am I going to do? There's nothing at home. So he reached in his pocket. It was late at night by this time, and he had $5. And so, of course, because of his lifestyle before, he knew exactly what liquor store was still open and everything. And so he started heading in that direction. And he said he felt arrested by the Holy Spirit. Are you going to trust me? You know, and I don't have that testimony today where I was an alcoholic yesterday and I just decided, you know, and I can't say that that was what I had to trust him in today, whether I would be able to not drink today. That's not my testimony today. But you know, life, right? Those little things come. And if you would just turn to, I wanted to read it in my phone, but I don't know if I'll be able to find it in time. So I want to read a famous verse about trust. You guys want to guess what it is? Yes. I call that verse the graduation verse because I get so tired of that verse around graduation. It's like everyone is saying it. It's plastered everywhere. And then, you know, it's like, tell me how to do that. Tell me how. I remember when I first graduated, and even graduating, when I graduated college, I was like, like I said, I think I got a plaque or something with that on it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. I'm not going to read verse 4. How practically do we do that, right? How do I do that when, like, I feel like I'm fixing to lose it because all three of the kids are driving me nuts that day? And then Rick comes home and he drives me nuts too. We all have those days, right? Have those days where it's like I'm about on the verge of screaming. But at this moment, how am I supposed to trust Jesus? How am I supposed to lean not on my own understanding? Because my own understanding right now is that I'm fixing to lose it. So, you know, I'm about practicality. And it kind of frustrates me when I hear a teaching that has no practicality to it or practical steps to it. So in my mind, I came up with this. I scream the stupidest Christian song I know. See if that helps. Even if it's in my head, right? Even if it's in my head, or I escape to the bathroom to lock the door. Because I locked the door. So, quick story about bathrooms. Yeah. So, you know, we have those door handle things on the doors so, like, kids can't escape. So Matthew, he figured out how to do it. So it's no longer an escape for me to escape to the bathroom. He figured out how to do it. You know, you have to push those things just right to do it. I was like, one more year, Lord, one more year. Anyway, so I think the leaning not on our own understanding, or before that, the trusting in the Lord with all your heart. What I feel like is, what do you have to do to trust him with all your heart and know that you're doing that? Because here's the thing, is I could give you my formula of, you could go to the bathroom and yell the stupidest Christian song you know, and it's usually a camp song that makes absolutely no sense, really. Anyway, it just has a catchy tune and everyone's dancing around, right? But what is it for you? What brings you peace? What puts you in a position to say, you know what, I trust him. I trust him. Is it a verse, or is it praying in tongues, or is it simply just going, I know you got this. I know you got it. So practically speaking, the practical steps are only for your heart. What works for you? What is it for you? Now, the thing that isn't, is that lean not on your own understanding. See, that to me is the hardest. Because, like, I try to figure things out. I want to know. I want to know why. I want to know how. And I want to know what the heck is going on in the moment. Because I'm going to need some answers. But that's the thing, is trust is being okay not knowing the answers. Being okay when I think something should look a certain way and it doesn't. Man, that's hard. That's hard. And so the ruthless trust. If you would, I'm just going to read this. It's a... Job 13:15. Though he slay me, yet will I hope in him. I will surely defend my ways to his face. Here's the thing, is sometimes we just simply have to defend our ways to him. And I'm gonna come back to that first part. This, having trouble with finances, God, we are faithful. I am faithful with my tithe and offering. God, I don't understand what's going on. But yet on the other side saying, you know what? I lean on your understanding. I love that Job says that because he found himself in a place of trust and hope that he knew what God was wanting the best for him. That despite everything, it's like, but I will defend my ways to him. I will defend that. So I have to find myself in a place of not leaning on my own understanding and saying, you know what, though he slay me, I will trust in him. I put my hope in him. But oh yeah, I'll let him know that I've done this, or I feel like I've done this. I feel, and the reason why I think sometimes that we don't understand defending our ways is because our culture is so different. In the Jewish culture, I mean, they're very vocal. Have you ever seen Fiddler on the Roof? When he's on the roof and he's like screaming out to God, that's how they speak. That's how they debate with each other. They debate to grow. They communicate like that. They communicate with like, this is the word. This is where I'm at, Jesus. This is what I've done. But despite my understanding, I will trust in you. I will trust in what you're doing. And so I felt like that as the years fixing a turn for us in our culture, that we need to start out with, you know what? 2016 was a hard year. Man, it was a hard year for us. It was terrible. It will be one that we will shout to when 2017 happens, and it won't be because we're like, yay, a new year. It'll be like, yay, 2016 is finished. That's what the celebration will be. But we're going to go into it and say, you know what, I don't understand everything that happened. I can't explain it, and praise God I can't, because it's probably something that I probably don't want to know until years from now. But we're going and saying, you know what? Things that did not turn out the way that I wanted, or doesn't look the way that I wanted, I don't understand. But you know what? I'm going to be able to defend my faithfulness of saying, I trust in you. I've trusted in you. I've hoped in you. My faith has not fallen. It has not crumbled because of those things. Because that's the thing. I believe the enemy, he loves where we're in that place of not understanding, because it makes us appear weak. Not just weak, but it makes us appear that we're not in a correct relationship with God, right? Because like, there's things that go on, and if there's things and there's decisions made in our house and Rick doesn't tell me, then something's up in our relationship, right? So that's how we perceive God sometimes. And the enemy comes in and he has a field day. And sometimes when we don't understand is our greatest battle. And a lot of it is just simply us. But sometimes the enemy does it too. Tim's just making his presence known. Hi, Tim. We love Tim.
We love him, Tim.
Anyway, I just felt the just exhortation of our ruthless faith is just simply holding on to him, regardless.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. As a teacher, you hear it, you learn it.
Right. Yeah.
So when you hear yourself, you're like, wait, I have done my part,
God. Yeah, that's true. That's very true. And I think too, like, for me, I know that there's been things that this year that when I spoke about a couple Wednesday nights ago, just how we felt like we were in such attack, and then the Lord spoke one thing, and it was like a total mind shift, and it was, allow the attack to grow you. You're in a season of growth. the attacks may come, but you're in a season of growth, and it changes the mindset. It totally changed my mindset. And so, like, with this, I was like, okay, the important thing is that I've trusted, that I haven't quit, and that we've trusted, and we've plowed through, right? And we're all here, so I know that we've all done that. So, I don't want to cut Jamie short, so we'll just visit in here after this. I know it's not very long, but if you guys, you know what, let's just pray for each other. Let's just hold hands. And if you guys don't mind holding hands, shit, your mom don't want to hold your hand. We'll just reach around. Stephanie was trying to hold your hand, Jamie. Anyway, Jesus, I thank you. It's kind of awkward. Jesus, I thank you for these people, God, Lord. I thank you, God, that we could say we have trusted you, God. We haven't understood everything, Lord, and we still don't, Jesus. And I thank you, God. But, Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you, God, that you are our example of what it means to be faithful, God, that you don't give up on us, that you don't withhold your love from us. And Jesus, I thank you, God, that you've placed a tenacity in all of us to say, though you slay me, I will trust in you, but I will defend myself, God. And I thank you for the relationship that we could do that, that we could say, Lord God, I don't understand, but look at where I'm at. And Lord God, I thank you. I thank you, Jesus, for the strength to plow through this year. And God, I thank you for the coming year, God. I thank you that promises and things, God, our heart's desires are coming, God. I thank you, Jesus, that you enable us to walk in them with boldness and with strength, God. And Lord God, I thank you for the process. I thank you, God, for each process in our life, God, that grows us and teaches us, God. And though it hurts and though it stinks in the meantime, God, Lord God, I thank you, God. I pray that you help us to embrace every season. Not just the great mountaintops, God, but the process up the mountain. Lord God, I ask you to bless each person, God. I thank you for your plans and your purposes, God. May we chase them down. In Jesus' name, amen.